The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome in to Speak Up. You know it, it's Tuesday. My name is Barbara, and today we have an invitation for you, young and older, to an amazing free weekend event coming up this weekend. It's called Revival Night, with free food and music and uplifting messages. And here to give us all the details and plans for this event are pastors Jason Gold and Judah Draxler with Regeneration Calvary Chapel. You know, I love our programs here with information you can use and share with others. So stay with us. Enjoy the ride. We're going to take a commercial break right now. We'll be right back with Pastors Jason and Judah.
Considering a new career? Alta Forest Products has the perfect opportunity for you. The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards, Alta Forest Products is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill, offering one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, and a $500 signing bonus. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. Go to jobs@altafp.com.
For almost 100 years, Adams Tractor has been your trusted partner, helping farmers, homeowners, and businesses thrive with the best equipment, service, parts, and support. Whether you're plowing fields or tackling a weekend project, we bring the power of the number one selling Kubota tractors right to your doorstep. Adams Tractor, a name you can trust, built on 95 years of experience, dedication, and a passion for our community. Get your Kubota at one of our five locations today or visit us online at adamstractor.com.
Ladies' Night is back October 2nd at Pro-X Home Center. Join us from 6 to 8 p.m. for food, games, and thousands of dollars in prize giveaways. Enjoy 20% off select in-store items, and don't miss our one-night-only BOGO paint sale. Plus, local and national vendors will be on hand, and the first arrivals get a limited edition shirt. Everyone who attends is entered to win our door prizes and our grand prize valued at $400. It's Ladies' Night October 2nd at Pro-X Home Center. Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss it.
Gather your friends and plan to celebrate Oktoberfest in downtown Priest River on Saturday, October 4th from noon to 5 p.m. There'll be plenty of live music, beer, and food vendors. Try your hand at hammerschlagen, keg curling, arm wrestling, or the beer stein holding competition. Beers this year from Timbertown Beer Company, McDuff's, Popeye's Lounge, Matchwood, 74 Main Public House, High Country Cider, and the Falls Inn. All in historic downtown Priest River. See you at Oktoberfest Saturday, October 4th.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. Say welcome and hello with me to Pastor Jason Gold and Pastor Judah Draxler. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
This is a privilege, really. The first thing I want to do, and we're going to get to this several times, but let's get that event up front. When, where, what's going on? Judah?
Yeah, so we're super excited to be having this event. It's going to be this Sunday, September 28th. At Regeneration Calvary Chapel here in town. And it's going to be starting at 3 p.m. And we're going to have free food, hangout time, community, you know, getting to know each other until 5. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to head inside the church building and we're going to just have an awesome time together of music, worship, and a really amazing message by Ryan Reese.
All right. You know, I'm not sure that everyone listening knows Ryan Reese or his dad. It's dad, isn't it? Raul.
Raul Reese.
Raul. Yes. So tell us about Ryan. You know, what? How old is he and what's he all about?
Yeah. As far as his age, I'm not certain, but I can say that he has quite the testimony that he'll be sharing. And Pastor Raul Reese, he's down in Southern California. And Pastor, I don't know if he's a pastor, but nonetheless, Ryan, he was very successful in the secular world, but also got swallowed with the fame of it and the money of it, and almost died because of drug use and various different things, which I'm sure he'll be sharing.
Yes.
And God radically changed his life. And so he's been part of the Whosoever ministry, and he's been doing tours for years. And we've been trying to get them up here, I want to say, for the last 3 to 5 years. And we're excited to have them.
And it's his band, or he's with the band, or there's a worship team that goes with him, Judah?
Yeah, so they're based out of Boise now, the Whosoevers, with Ryan Reese. And the band that they work with is called Promise Me.
Okay.
So different group, but they work with them often when they go to different events. They'll bring the band Promise Me with them. So that's the band that will be doing worship at the event.
I think it's Boise, not Boise.
I've been here longer.
You know, I think a lot of people are wondering about that free food. What's it going to be? Is it food trucks? Are we having a barbecue? What's going on?
Yeah, we're going to be having a barbecue. So we'll be doing hot dogs and nachos with toppings and all that good stuff and cheese and whatnot. So it'll be simple food, but it'll be really good. And our barbecue expert is going to be crushing it.
Excellent. Yep. Is that Steve?
Yes. Yep.
I know. That sounds great. Plus, they can come, it's 3 to 5, so, you know, they can come as they can arrive on Sunday afternoon and get some food and fellowship during that time.
Yep, definitely.
The other thing to emphasize that I want people to hear is this is for everyone. I mean, I think a lot of people might think that this is just for the young people because, you know, I don't know, the food and the music, why they would think older people don't want food and music, I don't understand. But it's for everyone, isn't it, Judah?
It totally is for everyone. And I think the reason people gravitate towards thinking it's for younger people is because Ryan, with the Whosoever's movement, it really is directed to the young people. They'll go into high schools. They'll do amazing rally events, revival events where they'll give the gospel. But these events specifically, their revival night events, are for the whole community.
Yeah.
It's for every age. They're amazing at reaching the youth, but they're also amazing at reaching the older generation as well. And so it's for everyone.
And it's for people, Pastor Jason, who attend church, who have maybe infrequently attended or did when they were young, or they haven't. It's just for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, this is something that we had planned several months ago. And here we are on the wake of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And that has affected the churched and the unchurched.
Yeah.
And many people are looking for truth. Many people are looking for reason and why they exist. And so this night is not about politics. It's not about hype. It's about that God has a plan for everybody.
Yeah. Amen. Full disclosure here, I attend Regeneration Calvary Chapel. It's a burden, but nevertheless, Pastor Jason is my pastor. And not a burden for me, it's a burden for you. And Judah is, I'm going to call you associate pastor, kind of focusing on youth and missions. So talk to our audience a little bit about what you're involved in.
Yeah, I am the youth pastor at Regeneration Calvary Chapel, and I love it with all my heart. It's just the most amazing thing that I've been able to be a part of. And seriously, the Lord has just, I mean, He is the one that's opened up every single door and made that a possibility. So I've been doing that for a while now, but recently, within the last 3 years, I've really been involved with missions, and we've been going down to the Peruvian Amazon jungle, and we've been serving the people there, and it's just been, I mean, now my heart is like, it has two just huge priorities, and that's missions and youth. And the Lord, of course, I mean, can mold those together perfectly, you know.
Well, it's kind of like having kids. You can't love one more than the other.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
So true. Yeah. So missions and youth, it's just amazing. We've been going for the last 3 years. This will be my, we plan to go again in March, and this will be my fifth trip down. And it's just been amazing to be a part of that and see how the Lord is working in the jungle and just the different perspectives, you know, the different, God is so not in a box, right. You know, and people worship him all over the globe, and he ministers to each one exactly how they need. So getting that kind of balance has been so cool. And yeah, love mission.
You said you're going next March, 2026.
Yes.
I want our audience here, because when you talk about, people think of missions, I think they just think of you're standing in a church and just talking about Jesus. Talk to our audience about how you take tools and teaching and give people some these skills, you know, as a gift from God, as a gift from Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So our trips in March, that's like a scheduled trip every year. And it's specifically to go to this little, so we work in the same village pretty much every trip we go to, so that we can really connect with the people, and then we branch out from there. And in this village called Kushiokocha, there's a little Bible college that runs for about 2 months out of the year, and students will come to learn how to be pastors and leaders and children ministry leaders in their communities. And so they'll do Bible school for 2 months, and then at the end of their classes, when they graduate, we come for a week, and we teach them the trade. So we teach them carpentry, small engine repair, and welding. And what we do is we raise funds to buy tool packs for each student to be sent home with at the end of their trade class. And the hope for that and the prayer for that is that we give them tools to be able to support themselves and their families, as well as, and I would say this is even a more important part of it, they get to take those tools as Bible-believing Christians who love Jesus, and they get to offer help to anyone in their community. Like, hey, you need your door fixed, your window's broken, you know, your hinges aren't working, or your motor's not running on your boat, which is a lifeline for them. The people who love Jesus and have these tool packs can now go to them and help them with the very practical needs that they have while, you know, sharing the gospel with them, telling them about Jesus. So.
And also, Pastor Jason, you, one of the things about regeneration, I just want to say this, and I think it's true of many of our churches, is that you have a really strong leadership team. We have, it's just so powerful. And you and Randy, a pastor at Regeneration, you and others are going to Uganda in just, what, a couple of weeks?
Yeah, so we head out October 6th for 12 days, and we are going to be putting on about four different conferences in four different areas in that region. And so we'll be doing various different hopper flights to these areas, and it is... we're there to minister to pastors.
Yes.
And with the focus of the essentials of how important it is to have family in order, how important it is to preach the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's not about gaining numbers in the sense of width, but more so in depth in their own relationship with Christ.
Yeah. You know, emphasizing, and I know Judah with in Peru, emphasizing families also, the children and ministering to your children and the wives, husbands and wives, that Charlie Kirk, that was a big part of his message. I mean, he loved the Lord Jesus, and that was, faith was the first thing. But then he said, get married, have children, you know, bring up a family. You know, this is where the power is. This is where the grace is.
Yeah. Well, because marriage is a representation of God's relationship with us.
Mm-hmm.
The church is the bride of Christ, and he is the bridegroom. And so as we get married, I mean, Paul likens singleness as a gift, but it is not something that everybody's gifted in, mm-hmm. in celibacy. If somebody has the burn for intimacy and companionship, then one ought to get married.
Mm-hmm.
But as we read in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 39, I believe, it says, get married in the Lord, that somebody's life is centered around Christ, and that the pursuit of companionship would first be one preparing their own personal life to be ready to be a spouse, to be ready to be that person that is there to minister to their spouse.
You know, when I was coming along many, many years ago, I did not understand how sacred marriage was. It was a divine gift. It was from God. It was defined by God. So I had the world's version, and I was married to a wonderful man who's now in heaven, but neither one of us really truly knew Christ. And I am here to testify that when we came to Christ, or pretty early on in our marriage, it made a huge difference. I mean, I could just go on and on, but the big thing was I got to say, you know, God can hear what you're saying right now. So yes. I got to say stuff like that. It was just totally cool. Yeah, he says, well, God knows what you're thinking, too. Anyway, praise God.
God knows you're rolling your eyes.
Exactly. Yeah. He saw that. So I think we have time to introduce the concept before we go on our next break that, you know, God is moving. God is always moving, right, Judah? But he seems to be really, there's some acceleration that's going on.
Yeah.
And hopefully this revival night will catch a lot of that acceleration that people are looking for.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I see in culture, I mean, that God is totally moving. And I don't know how long we have right now to talk about it, but there is a move of God among this generation, absolutely. And I have statistics on just youth culture without God, and it's depressing, and it's sad, and it's dark, and we can even talk about that. But this generation, what would be known as like Gen Z or Gen Alpha, which kind of is teen into young adults, is desperate for something authentic, is desperate for truth and for life, for something real, real relationships. And that is only found in Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And so as people, I know that we are made for truth. We are made for the real thing. And when people are living a lie and living in a false reality, it creates sickness. And people get sick of the sickness and they want the real thing. And I truly believe that that is what we are seeing across college campuses today, which is obviously where Charlie Kirk was so incredibly instrumental. But then in teens, in high schools, even in middle schools, you know, we see a lot of students. And as I work with students and talk with them every week, you know, and I'll be even meeting with them right after this, they want something real, you know. And the life that they're living is hard to break free from. So I'm also seeing that, this idea of I really want the authentic thing, but I'm really struggling to break free from the life I'm living. And I'm praying that this event on Sunday is just one of those events that is like, okay, I'm going to get real. You know, like I'm done with what I've been doing and I want something authentic, and that's Jesus. So.
You know, it's interesting. I just so agree that everybody wants truth. Everyone is seeking truth and finding what truth really is. But our young people really, in a way that I don't remember before, really calling it out. You can listen to two scientists talking. They'll say exactly the opposite things. You can listen to two politicians. They are saying diametrically opposed truths of, you know, what they're saying. Even history. People are, you know, you hear a history report and they'll say this, but it's history, they'll say that. And so it's like more and more of that confusion drives you to say, what is the truth? And of course, you get to the ultimate truth, which is Jesus Christ. That is, he is truth.
Yep.
And we can get to those statistics. We're going to take that break right now. When we come back, we'll have a lot more for you, so stay tuned.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Taylor and Sons.
Taylor and Sons.
Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor and Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. While electric vehicles certainly aren't for everybody, they are an excellent choice for a certain demographic of North Idaho customers. Taylor and Sons is invested in the fastest DC supercharger in the Sandpoint area available for public use. We have technicians and sales consultants trained to fix and sell these cars effectively. Taylor & Sons also has a variety of new and pre-owned Chevrolet options available for sale. Through September 30th, every new and pre-owned Chevrolet EV in inventory qualifies for up to $7,500 in federal tax credits for qualified buyers. Couple federal incentives with available factory rebates and dealer discounts, and new Chevrolet EVs are available up to $13,000 off MSRP. You can view our entire inventory of electric vehicles online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. So you ask, how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, it's like they have this invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles, from sneakers to casual shoes and even sandals. Yes, even sandals. So raise your hands in the air and put your shoes on like you just don't care, because you just went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Everybody, welcome back in. You know what, we've got it going on here. I tell you, we're going to leave these microphones on during one of these commercials and get you guys in on it. It is our privilege to talk today with Pastors Jason Gold, Judah Draxler, both with Regeneration Calvary Chapel. That's my church, praise God. And I hope that all of you and many of you are attending a church. And if you aren't, you might want to think about, you know, showing up this Sunday and asking some tough questions. I'm here to tell you, these pastors and every pastor around you loves the tough questions, because it's their opportunity to tell you the truth. So God is moving around the world, around America, around Idaho, North Idaho. So you mentioned some statistics, Judah, about this move. What do you have for us?
Yeah, well, I would like to quickly say, for Sunday, you were mentioning checking out a church and our church this Sunday. Mm-hmm. I would just like to tell everybody that Ryan Reese is going to be speaking at both services, this Sunday morning service as well. So it won't just be the event later in the evening.
What time are our services, Pastor Judah?
Hey, that's a great question. Our services are at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. And yeah, Ryan Reese will be doing both of them this Sunday. And then the evening event will be a totally different message. So come out to both and just get to hear him speak even more, which will be awesome. So yeah, back to kind of looking at some of the just statistics of youth culture today. I'm going to go over some of the statistics of youth culture without Christ and what that looks like, because I think in order to see the hope, we have to know where we've come from and what's going on the in the darkness, you know? So a 15-year-old today can receive and is receiving about as much information in one day as a 15-year-old would 80 years ago. Mm. So the noise is insane for our young people today. They are inundated with copious amounts of information, and their brains don't know how to handle it, which is causing anxiety, depression, fear, anger. They don't know how to handle all the information they're receiving.
I think our brains can't handle it.
No, we can't.
I think
can't.
We're not designed for that much noise.
Totally. And social media is, I mean, that's why you get what they call just doom scrolling. It's just constant scrolling, and this information is pouring in, and our brains do not know how to handle it. And it causes a lot of mental
brain rot.
Yeah, it causes brain rot and mental crisis in our young people. So yeah, the youth suicide rate is at an all-time high right now. In the next 24 hours, in just the U.S. alone, 1,439 youth will attempt suicide. And every 100 minutes, a teen will take their own life. This is all within the first or within the next 24 hours. 2,795 teen girls will become pregnant, and about 15,006 teens will use drugs for the first time. So these are
24 hours.
This is all, within the next 24 hours. Mm. These are the statistics. So we see darkness, we see fear, depression, anxiety, suicide. And that is youth culture without Christ, and it's depressing, rightfully so.
And all those are coping mechanisms, whether it be sex or drugs or even the escape of wanting to end life. It's a cognitive dissonance. It's, I can't think about it, therefore I need to run away from it.
I can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so with that, we understand those facts, but we are also seeing a surge in the young adults and the teens desperate for truth. And I think it's just at a breaking point. I mean, you know, with these things all being at an all-time high, we're at a breaking point. And in a way, that's good because it is pushing people to seek for truth and seek for hope, seek hope, seek life. And again, when you truly seek those things with all your heart, you find a Jesus. Because as the creator, as the maker of our souls and the lover of our souls, you can't truly seek for truth and not find him. So we are seeing that in the young adults and in the youth today. But like I mentioned earlier, it's a hard break. You know, it's not easy to just be like, okay, I'm done. There's a lot of back and forth with the teens that I'm working with. There's a lot of back and forth. And so again, we're just praying that for our community up here, North Idaho, Sandpoint, Bonners Ferry, Coeur d'Alene, Clark Fork, Priest River, that this event would be one that just ministers so mightily and powerfully to the young people. You know, they need it and they want it. So,
you know, you said, use the term breaking point. There are youth, and really many, many people, especially our youth, are at a breaking point. You know, of course, my mind went directly to turning point. Mm-hmm. Instead of being a breaking point, it could be a turning point where you turn away from the lies of the world and the disappointment of the world, and you turn to the truth. And you teach, preach, and train us every week, Jason.
You're welcome.
To see this and to apply it and then to share it as we're doing today, to share the truth with whoever is out there listening and will open their hearts to listen.
And the hope is that somebody would define truth by not going off of what somebody says, but there has to be an authority of truth. And it can't just be a textbook. There has to be evidence. And there's not more evidence out there than, you think of Shakespeare and all the references to Shakespeare. And we have thousands more transcripts and documentation of the evidential truth of Jesus and his life, his death, his resurrection, the 500 witnesses after Paul. And all these different things that can be told as truth, but then it's relative truth, because what the students are being taught is to define truth based on what your truth is.
Right.
Your truth is different than my truth. And Pastor Judah had quoted it as Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
Yes.
And so there has to be a starting point. There has to be a foundation that's unshakable.
Yes.
Because if
unchangeable.
If we anchor to it, then we won't drift from it.
Yeah. You know, this revival night, and we're going to give you the information about where and when again before we get off the air, but this revival night has a definition. You know, a lot of people don't understand revival. You know, why are we calling it that? What is it? So I want both of you to help our audience understand just the definition there.
Yeah, so revival is something, well, within our culture, within church culture, revival can definitely has been sensationalized where, oh, we're going to do a revival night and we're going to perform miracles and all these different things that may or may not happen, but the focus isn't to demand God to do anything. The focus here is for us to hear from His Word and that we would allow the Lord to revive our hearts. Jeremiah, in the midst of his own depression, speaking to a people that wouldn't respond, said, I'm not even going to speak of your name anymore. I'm not going to speak your name because nobody's listening. But then he said in Jeremiah 20, verse 9, he says, he says, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire.
Yeah.
And so there's something about a burn within us. When Jesus and the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, when they recognized who he was, the scripture alludes that they recognized who he was and then he disappeared. And they said they had a burn in their hearts. And so there's something within a believer in Jesus Christ that there's a burn, whether it's a pilot light or it's fully ignited.
Yeah, and reignited.
Right. And the whole purpose of revival is to reignite or to revive something that was once there.
Yes.
And to fan the flame as Jesus spoke to the churches in Revelation, to return to your first love.
Yeah. Before we move on to what revival night can be for the person who may not be attending church or they're not, you know, in that relationship, when you're talking about Jeremiah, now see, I have to be careful because, you know, like, you know, scripture so much better than me, but I was reminded, am I right or wrong, of Elisha, who was hiding in the cave. And he was all afraid because Jezebel,
yeah.
And what did God say to him? God said, what are you doing here? It's kind of like, he says, I can't believe you're in a cave hiding. Come on out. Let's get revived. Let's get on fire again for what it is that I have set for you to do. I love it, God. Like he'll say to me, what are you doing here?
And I think what has happened is there have been many that have been with the political polarizations that take place, a lot of Christians, they get to the point where it's like, I can't even handle the pressure. Therefore, I'm just going to kind of build a bunker and hide out and believe in Jesus.
I don't want people to laugh at me and call me
right.
Weird and a Jesus freak. So I'll just not be really on fire.
And then you have somebody that literally, not only was he assassinated for his political beliefs, but he was martyred for his faith.
Yeah.
And that has stirred with the idea that he was willing to lay down his life for biblical truth.
Right.
Why not me?
So for revival, in terms of a person who has given their life to the Lord, maybe they've chilled out a little bit, the embers are getting not as hot, revival reignites. Judah, what about revival for a person who does not yet have that full relationship with Jesus? What's revival to them?
Yeah, for sure. I would love to share a verse kind of speaking on revival for a believer first, and then we'll look at kind of what revival and awakening is for someone who doesn't okay. know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Acts 3:19, it says, "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." So we have repentance and conversion in that verse, so that is for the unbeliever, you know, to fully repent of the life that they're living and be converted to believing in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And with that, it says, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. So revival is a time of refreshing from the Lord. It's a refreshment, right? So it's, again, what we've been talking about, this, there might be this stagnant kind of, in the life of a believer, this stagnant relationship with Jesus, and we need that time of refreshing, that time of this fresh breeze that comes and just lifts your soul, that awakens that passion, that desire, and that pursuit of obedience. That's for the believer. Then for the unbeliever, revival or awakening is really this, it's this first encounter with the living God, you know? And it's where, yeah, I mean, you don't believe, and then you come to maybe an event like this, or you go to church, or you speak with someone on the street who loves Jesus, and there is this time of awakening, and it's like, wow, I see, you know, I see what I'm being told. I see the truth.
Awakened to the truth.
I'm awakened to the truth, you know, and I'm having this encounter with Jesus. So really, for the believer, we pray that this event is a time of revival in the sense of passion, obedience, and love for their Savior. And then for the unbeliever, we pray that it is their first encounter, true encounter with the living God. Not just, I've heard about Jesus, I'm all good, you know, but like, okay, I'm awakened to the truth. I see what's going on here, and I need Jesus, you know.
And I see what's going on, you know, in this moment for this truth that I so want, and that Jesus is that. But it is entirely good to know that when you make that step of faith, that leap of faith, you really don't know much. You have so much coming that's so good and so exciting. You don't have to know everything to take that leap. You just have to know, this is something I want.
Yeah.
And I want that truth, and I want to go into this. And then, boy, it all, God's saying, okay, let's do this.
Well, Jesus called out the disciples, and he said, follow me.
Yes.
But they didn't know anything other than that.
Exactly. They really didn't know anything. They were
but
funny.
They hung out with him.
Totally.
And so if we want purpose, we have to hang out with Jesus.
Amen. All right, we're up against that break. We're going to take that break right now.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. It's that time of year again, school's back in session. For the month of September, mention this ad to get 10% off all factory recommended 30, 60, 90K services. We are also offering AC services starting at $149 plus Freon, coolant services starting at $149 plus coolant. Remember, our certified technicians can work on all makes and models, including Subaru, Toyota, Pierce Auto Center.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body. Consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
Save now with Bi-Mart's 3-week savings book. Watch for it in your mailbox. 70-ounce Dawn dish soap is sale priced at $7.99. Old Trapper 80-count jerky rounds are sale priced at $14.99. Seattle's best 12-ounce ground coffee is on sale for $5.99. Plus, Bi-Mart is your fall hunting headquarters. Save on dead downwind scent blocking products, laser brass 9mm ammo, and Leupold Rogue binoculars. Shop now and save at Bi-Mart, where just $5 gets you a lifetime of savings.
Industry-leading products, outstanding service, and customized comfort. That's AGE Heating and Cooling. AGE is a premier Lennox dealer, meaning specialty equipment training and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. Lennox Equipment ensures your home comfort needs are met. Now offering electrical services. AGEHeatingandCooling.com. Experience the premier dealer difference today. Idaho HVAC Contractors, license number 059041.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture. Many of you that have shopped with us over the years know that we are always stocked with a unique selection of high-quality home furnishings for every room in your house. What you may not remember, or for those new to the area, is our 5,500-square-foot clearance center right next door. We designed this center to make your hard-earned dollars stretch a little further. The Sandpoint Furniture Clearance Center is an outlet for factory specials, one-of-a-kind pieces, discontinued items, closeouts, and overstock. It's also home to a variety of furniture for the kids, or maybe a guest room that needs some sprucing up. These are some points that make the Clearance Center a great place to check out. We're budget-friendly, making us perfect for rentals. We offer living room sets, dining sets, mattress sets, bunk beds, sleeper sofas, lamps, and area rugs. And the selection is always changing with new arrivals daily. And know that you're welcome to take it with you or have our professional delivery service take care of the heavy lifting. The Sandpoint Furniture Clearance Center, located right next door to Sandpoint Furniture in Pend Oreille.
Everybody, welcome in. We have got revival going on today at the Speak Up table. Our guests today are Pastors Jason Gold and Judah Draxler. They are with Pastor Jason is the senior pastor. Let's just establish that. And they are pastors along with another incredible other, you know, members of the leadership team there at Regeneration Calvary Chapel. That's my church. Where is Regeneration located for our audience so they can find us if they want to?
For the people that have been around for a while, we are second floor of the old Coldwater Creek corporate building. Otherwise, we're right off of the 200 and McGee Road.
McGee Road, and the signs are there leading you
to. We got the banners all over the place.
Calvary Chapel. All right, we were talking about, first of all, let's remind our audience what this revival night is, Judah. Where is it? When is it? What's going on?
Yeah, so it is this Sunday, September 28th at 3 p.m. is when we start the food and the hangout. There'll be info booths there on the church and a youth info booth and different things like that. And we'll have yard games all out, good things like that. So that starts at 3, and then at 5 o'clock, we're going to head into the church, and we're going to have worship by Promise Me, and then the message by Ryan Reese. And then following that, we're actually going to be doing baptisms as well. So we would, if you are wanting to be baptized, you come to Christ that night, we will be doing baptism. So,
and when you say worship, now, not that worship is only this. I mean, worship is staying in the Word and praying. It's everything we do in our relationship. But when you said worship, it's like there is a band with some wonderful music that's going to be helping us praise God.
Totally. Yeah. They're an amazing band, Promise Me. So they'll be doing the music, yes, and leading us that way.
All right. So we are talking about the difference between revival for the saved and those that are not saved yet, that are seeking. Maybe they've got lots of questions. Yeah. What do you have for us on that?
Yeah, I'd just like to kind of close that idea out with just remembering that Jesus is, he is revival. Like, revival is God awakening a heart. And so when God awakens a heart to truth and to himself, that's Jesus. And so Jesus is revival. He's at the center of revival. And I would just like to read some verses. I mean, we have John 14:6 that we've already quoted twice today, but it says that, you know, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody comes to the Father except through me. So when we have a revival night and people's hearts are awakened, it's about Jesus and it's about coming to him, coming to the Father through him. And then Acts 4:12, it says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. So tonight, or the revival night on Sunday, it's not about hype, it's not about just a big event or how many people we can get there. It's all about Jesus, because he is the one who brings forgiveness, hope, and new life. So yeah, just remembering that salvation comes through Jesus, revival is through Jesus and in the hearts of individuals. So,
you know, Pastor Jason, you talked about this earlier. I want people to hear it again about God's timing, because this event was scheduled, what did you say, 2 months ago?
Maybe 6 months or so.
6 months ago to get it all scheduled and get Ryan Reese and the band, everyone together and everything that's going to go on with the food. And that was months before the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Yes. Comment on that.
Yeah. God's timing, not that we glory in our brother Charlie and his death.
Oh, no.
But scripture, John 12:24 says, most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. And we're seeing this again, this revival, this awakening, people are aware of Charlie Kirk, whether they liked him or not.
Mm-hmm.
We have received texts and we've seen threads online of people talking about going to church that never entered into a church because of what happened to Charlie Kirk, because he's a truth teller. And what we know is that through history, awakening and revival generally starts at the crisis of a martyr. Mm. And there's an old saying that the blood of the martyrs is the seed to the church. And it is something, the church is never going to die. Nobody can stop the church because it's spirit-led. It's not a bunch of people coming up with a systematic way of reaching God that failed on Tower of Babel. It is God reaching down to man in and through his son, Jesus Christ. And that's, so this is, it's created a hunger. It's created a hunger for holiness, a hunger for truth, and people are stepping up in courage. It's brought some gospel clarity where there's gospel confusion, social gospel versus absolute gospel. And we are just excited to be part of watching God work, that revival, it wakes up the church, and awakening wakes up the world. And we're in this season. Nobody created it. God's using it. And the church has a responsibility to properly respond to it, not for church growth, but for kingdom growth.
You know, in talking about, you know, there's food and there's going to be worship music and messages and fellowship. And I think you said some games for the kids to play or adults to play. So all that is good. It's just like that's just riding that wave of God's revival. It's just, you know, it's just things that we can do to celebrate it and to somehow share what's going on with God with people that will come. And it's a gift, you know, to feed and to sing together, and that's the gift. But the real capital G gift is what is God is doing.
Well, Charlie died at 31. Life is short.
Exactly.
Eternity is real.
Right.
And only Jesus saves.
You know, holding that thought, you know, what are your last words, Pastor Jason, for our audience?
If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, my appeal to you would be plug into a Bible teaching church.
Yes.
And if you are not a believer in Jesus Christ, I implore you to open up, find a Bible and open up to John and start reading it. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to John 3:16. And it is God's heart for his people that he sent his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life.
Yeah.
And so is it okay to close with prayer?
Please do.
Father, we come to you right now. We thank you for this opportunity with Barbara. We pray that this would go forth. Lord, most importantly, your word tells us in Isaiah 55 that your word goes out and it will not return void. It will serve the purpose for which you sent it out. And so whether our commentary bears fruit, we pray most importantly that your word is seated in the heart of those that know you and then also those that don't. And Lord, that you would water and that there would be a harvest. And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much to both of you. Hey, everybody, that's our program for today. Thank you to our pastors. Thank you to all of our listeners out there. Next week, we get to talk with the mayor of Ponderay, Steve Geiger. We're kicking off our election ballot season with Mayor Greger. And so I'm looking forward to that. And in the weeks coming up after that, we will be talking with Mayor Jeremy Grimm, Sandpoint Mayor, about that wastewater treatment plant. And then we're talking to Northside Fire District about the levee that they are running and how they've changed that from the last time. And after that, we have four candidates for Sandpoint City Council, and we're going to be dealing with all of that for you, having them all here talking to you about what their platform is, what their heart is. I've been talking about America 250. My quote today to honor America is from John Adams, and it says, quote, "The safety and prosperity of nations ultimately and essentially depend on the protection and the blessing of Almighty God." Amen. So until next Tuesday, this is Barbara saying thank you, slow down out there, and God bless America.